Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak with me, Feifei.
And me, Neil.
Hey, Neil, would you like to try this new coconut smoothie I bought from that new cafe?
Coconut? Yuck, I hate coconut.
Oh, right.
In fact, I hate that new cafe. It's too expensive.
But it's good quality, and the staff are very pleasant. They always smile and say hello.
Oh, I hate talking to people in the morning.
Oh, dear Neil, you're very negative. Hate is a very strong word. You're a perfect example of a hater. This describes a negative person who dislikes someone or something, but not everything, unlike you, Neil. Let's hear from some other haters.
I'm a real hater of restaurants adding a fixed service charge to the bill. Why can't I choose how much to tip?
My wife's a hater of horror films, so we had to go and see a rom-com at the cinema instead.
So, those are examples of haters. Negative people who dislike someone or something, and sometimes without good reason, like Neil.
I hate it when you call me names. But, Feifei, I am allowed to dislike things, and I'm not as bad as modern haters. These are people who write unpleasant things about someone on the internet, like this.
I wish I had ignored the haters who criticised my acting career on my blog. It's really knocked my confidence.
Not nice. That's an example of a hater who writes unpleasant things about someone on the internet.
Someone like this often criticises someone unfairly or without good reason. It can be very discouraging. Don't you just hate those kinds of people, Feifei?
I do, but sometimes it's best just to ignore it.
Yes, anyway, Feifei, I know what I don't hate. A nice cup of tea. Do you fancy making me one? Ah, you're ignoring me now. I hate it when you do that.
Bye, Neil.
Oh, bye. All right, shall I put the kettle on?
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.